Hello and welcome to So You Want to Get Into Politics, Adventures of a Would-Be Councillor. This is a fly on the wall podcast following the journey of my friend Craig as he enters the world of party politics for the first time. I'm Rachel and I'm a local resident of Bemminster and a town councillor.
And I'm Craig and I hope that you, the listener, will learn how I can represent you and what I'm about. Rachel, how are we going to do it?
Well, we're going to do a weekly Q&A, hopefully picking up questions from our listeners. Is a comment from Jude, dog poo bins, litter bins being really essential around the town.
We could talk about local issues, blocked drains, broken road surfaces, issues with bins or road work. We can pursue it and make sure those sorts of things are fixed.
We're going to talk about the week's activities and what you've been up to.
But I think it's quite important that I just put a warning out that sometimes we will go off topic. We are prone at laughing at each other and generally having a bit of a good time.
We are. So this podcast will be available each week from wherever you get your podcasts. So don't forget to subscribe, like and share to get up-to-date episodes. Hi, Craig. So we're week two. This is episode two of the podcast. So what's been going on this last week?
Hi Rachel, nice to see you again. Yeah, it's been a really good week. What have I done? Well, first thing was it was really nice to see a further article in the Bridport News kind of highlighting the development and the restoration of Parnham. That was really nice because they obviously took a lot of inspiration and a lot of information from the speech I gave at Dorset Council. So I really enjoyed reading that. I didn't realise it was going to go down so well.
It was really good. It was really, as you say, it was a reflection on what you'd already said and very positive. So, yeah, fabulous.
What else have I done? I have been very busy this week posting my surveys across the ward, including today when it absolutely chucked down with rain. So I got absolutely drenched after I darted off from the community larder with you. And so far so good. The reception's been really positive. Lots of really good conversations on the doors and people stopping me in the street. So yeah, thank you to those people that have been really kind to me. It's good for me and it's been really nice to sort of get into the swing of things.
Well, this time last week you were dreading it. You were really, really nervous. And we talked about the fact that even though you've done this in your day job in the past, that this is a slightly different approach because it's about you. Now, I know you're posting and possibly not knocking, but now you've started it. Are you okay?
Yeah, I am. It's I've been posting hundreds and hundreds of surveys. One thing I've realised is there's lots of houses across the ward that have house names and not numbers. They're a nightmare to find. But it's been great. And I have been sort of speaking to people in the street and knocking a few doors as well. So no, I feel good. I'm enjoying it. It's quite an addictive thing to want to sort of get out and sort of spread a positive message and kind of show people and talk, you know, get the chance to talk to people a bit more about me and what I'm about really, other than the town council stuff. So it's been new, but so far it's been really positive.
I've been pondering on what we discussed last week. And one of the things that I'm not entirely sure about, other than knowing you as an individual and knowing what things make you tick and, you know, you being a royalist and that side of you, I'm interested to know why you're standing as a conservative and not as an independent. And what does that really mean? So, I, you know, as we've said before, I'm a non-political person and I don't know very much about this side of things. And so this is why I'm interested, right? So, yeah, why is it that you've gone for conservative and not an independent? And what does that mean?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think why do you say that I'm such a royalist? Is because of our profile photo on the podcast, and I've got
you have declared yourself as a royalist.
No, I am. I'm a very proud royalist. Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's a really good question. It's actually a question I've been asked a few times in the last couple of weeks. I guess there's kind of two elements to the answer. The first is I've always been an independent councillor, or rather, I've always been known to be an independent councillor. And in the early days, that was because I was in the police and we're not allowed to be member of political parties. But actually, I've always been a conservative voter. I would describe myself as a fairly kind of centre, centre right, liberally minded conservative, if that helps people listening to this. But I also believe in that kind of responsibility, more money in our pockets rather than sort of higher tax. So I believe in low tax, but more than low tax, I actually believe in fair tax. So I feel that a lot of my principles and my thought process towards problems politically sit in that kind of conservative camp.
Right.
And also, I wouldn't actually feel particularly true to myself to stand as an independent when really I would say I'm a conservative. And I
Yeah.
don't think that's such a bad word. I mean, obviously, there is, kind of, this is a year of elections. National politics makes people think about political parties, and it's tough conversations out at the moment. But I think for me, if I were to stand it as an independent, I wouldn't really be true to myself in terms of my own personal views. So that's the main reason why. The other reason I've decided to join the party and stand as a local Conservative candidate is, like lots of people probably listening to this, I actually joined the party only 2 years ago, in part through frustration of the kind of things that's happening nationally. And I've always, the reason I started parish council work in the first place was because I firmly believe in, putting up or shutting up. If you think something is wrong, you need to get involved and fix it. And that's why we both are councillors at the town council. We believe in rolling your sleeves up and getting involved. So actually, in part, I joined the party because I wanted to have a say and an influence, albeit very small, in how the party governs and what the party's about. And I think it's just, you need normal. Well, I say I'm normal. I mean, you might not agree, but I think every political party needs to have normal, straight thinking people to be in it to try and make it better, because we all need strong governing parties and strong opposition parties. So I actually joined because I was a little bit disillusioned by it all. And I thought, well, I can either just turn the news off and ignore it, or I can get involved. So I didn't join through rose-tinted glasses of thinking everything was wonderful in the Conservative Party. I actually joined because I was a bit annoyed with what was going on. And I suppose I'm going to use that word this week. I'm on that journey to maybe try and influence that, because I've learned in the very short time I've been part of the party is that grassroots and at a local level, which this election is absolutely about, local politics, local parties, local people, it's all local and everyone kind of feels the same. And it's just activists who have a belief. So I completely respect people that are Liberal Democrats, Labour Party, Greens, and some of the things they talk about, I don't disagree with. That's what I mean. I think I'm quite kind of sort of middle of the road in terms of, local issues and local solutions. And it might be somebody else has a really good solution to a local problem. So, but that's why. And I guess the other reason, to a lesser degree, is that at a county council level, whether we like it or not, or agree with it or not, it does run on a party political system. So if I stood as an independent, I would still work as hard. I would still have the same messages and everything else. And if I was fortunate enough to win the election and be the Dorset County Councillor as an independent, it's hard to make real change at Dorset Council because it is a party political council. So it's just the system we're in, really. It's not perfect. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I feel like I could do a better job and be true to myself by being the local Conservative candidate for the local Conservative group at Dorset.
Do you think that people will take you more seriously as a conservative, or take not you personally, but take people more seriously as a recognized party, like conservative and not an independent. Because when I hear independent, I think back in the 80s and 90s of the Looney Party. And so, I mean, I know that's a real mega flashback, and I know that that's not what this is about, but just to kind of emphasize the difference, do you think that that also is better for people to know, right? It's a very clear message that you are, as a you're a conservative candidate, or do you really not think that makes much of a difference?
No, I think it makes a bit of a difference, but I think it's a, for some people it'd be a plus point, and for others it'd be a negative. I think the vast majority of people understand how like a county council system works. They understand that it is political party driven. I guess what I would really like to try and get across through this whole process is that, yes, I'm the local Conservative candidate, but I'm standing on local issues for our local ward that I know are issues because local people have told me. So Dorset Council does operate differently. I would call it grown up, and I watched a lot of their meetings, sort of kind of doing my homework. And yes, there is a little bit of kind of political to and throwing, but actually most councillors, regardless of their colour, all work together for the common good of Dorset constituents. So I think, I'm hoping rather, that there will be people out there that maybe are slightly disillusioned with the national picture, may have voted for Conservative before, or even don't know where to vote, and look at me as their local candidate and say, regardless of the party Craig stands for, he's the best guy for the job.
Yeah.
And like I say, hopefully give people that may be disillusioned or historical Conservative voters who kind of are feeling and thinking, well, there's no point going out, it's, you know, it's all going to hell in a handcart, that actually there are local people that are doing a really good job, and give them somebody that they feel confident they can actually vote for. So
yeah.
I want to sort of try, but I think, but in the end of it all, it's about the name on the ballot paper. Forget the color, forget the picture. Who's the best person to do the job? And I genuinely think I am.
Well,
cool. That sounded quite, that was quite heavy, wasn't it?
It was heavy, but it was interesting. And that, and it is, you know, it's helpful for someone like me to understand that this, at this local level, that we are voting for the person. And I wouldn't have known that before you. And that probably puts me in a really ignorant light. And but it's true. It's honest. So yeah, that's where we're at. So speaking of truth and honesty, we've had some comments and questions via Facebook today, which I think is really exciting. I mean, I feel like we're proper podcast people now, because we're going to be addressing the people.
Right, go
are you okay with this? Are you okay to handle these?
What's and all, I think that's what we said on the podcast.
Yeah, okay. So the first one is a comment from Jude Cairn. So I don't, because she's local.
Hi, Judy.
She's still local. Hi, Judy. She's commenting about the lack of waste bins up Tunnel Road in Bedminster, and that the last bin is outside Robbie Ruskell's, which I don't actually know where that is, but I'm sure you do. And she's also asking, or making a comment about dog poo bins, litter bins being really essential around the town. What's your comment or your response to that from Jude?
Okay, so there's probably two or three points to this. So I think the first part is kind of education, and I think sort of Judy alludes to that with the sort of, yeah, asking me to sort of correct her if she's wrong, and I don't think she is wrong at all. I think she makes a really valid point. Generally speaking, across Bedminster, we do have a fairly good coverage of bins. But Dorset Council bins, so the kind of the black bins you see in and around the town, they are litter and dog poo bins. So we don't have separate dog poo bins. Some people think we do, but we don't. They're all the same bin. It's absolutely fine. You can use the same bin for both purposes. We do tend to have a pretty good coverage of bins, but obviously over time, when the town expands or things kind of move on, there's always opportunities to find new locations for bins. So if the Top of Tunnel Road is somewhere that we need to look at, really happy to do that. I know there's a couple of sites towards the like the new Clipper T sites that have been identified as well, that and that public bins would be useful. What I can do is I'll make a note of this along with a couple of the sites that we have sort of thought about in the past, and we'll make a representation to Dorset Council to have extra bins put in. The only two things I'd say to that, and in Judy's question in particular, is that Tunnel Road, obviously at the moment, is a fast road with limited access. Depending on where Judy's thinking, it might actually be difficult to safely put a bin, and more importantly, safely empty that bin on a weekly basis. So, but certainly more than happy to look into that. I can pass that on to Dorset Council. And like I say, we've got a couple other sites that we've identified ourselves as well. So we'll make the same representations. But going back to my first point, Judy makes a really good point that she's not wrong. And I think another thing that we can do, and we often do, is like local education around social media posts and letting people know that dog poo can go in normal bins. And we obviously hired a civil enforcement officer at the town council a few years ago. So Stephen does a fantastic job in making sure we've got clear signs out and about, and you know, issuing fines to people that kind of abuse that. So there's lots of things in the background, but I'll take that forward and see if we can find a safe site on Tunnel Road for a bin.
Perfect. I think that's quite a common thing that comes up, isn't it, about bins? So it'd be good to have a bit more insight as to how that, you know, how we go about that. That's great.
And actually, I just literally thought of an idea, Rach. I know there's a few places where we do have bins, but they're not necessarily obvious to dog walkers and things. So it could actually be that where we identify that we could do with a bin, but we're not able to actually put a bin in that location. So I'm thinking of kind of like where we've got quite long alleyways and bridle paths and things, we could actually have a few additional signs made up pointing people in the direction of bins. So kind of your next bin is in such and such road. And then hopefully that
like
kind of
a treasure trail of bins.
A treasure trail of bins for dog poo, yes.
Yeah, that's delightful, isn't it?
There you go. That's
but
cutting
brilliant
edge
idea.
Politics.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Shall we?
Let's go swiftly on to a comment from Tanya Bruce Lockhart. She has commented on a couple of local residents who would make excellent councillors. So she has stated Richard and Helen Smith and Paula from Proutbridge would make excellent councillors. What's your thoughts on that comment?
I think Tanya makes a fantastic point. I don't know Richard so well, but I've worked quite closely with Helen on our 20 mile an hour and road safety campaign that fingers crossed we'll hear back on very soon. And I've worked with Paula over the years supporting the Proutbridge project. Those three people, I'm sure, would make fantastic councillors. I would just urge them not to stand in the Dorset Council election because they could probably all beat me, and that would make me sad. But but obviously, on a serious note, we are obviously also looking for local people to join the town council as well. So people like Richard, Helen, and Paula would be absolutely amazing town councillors because they obviously come from different elements of our town and our the communities within our community. And what we'd love to have is a real mix of people. So I think Paula, Helen, and Richard would be fantastic councillors. We have to try and convince them to join.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously when we're working on the town council elections, these people would be ideal because they are known and they know the town so well, as you say. And so, people like that is what's needed to put themselves forward for the town council.
I'm hoping that's not a subtle way of Tanya saying that she's not supporting me.
Well, we'll see if she listens to
I'll
this.
Win you,
and
I'll
responds.
Win you over, Tanya. Come May. By May, you'll be on side. No, Great question.
So our final question actually comes from one of our volunteers, and you've mentioned already that you were at the larder today, and you've also mentioned that people, you're happy for people to talk to you wherever you are, whether you're out and about, whether you're in the local restaurant. So it just so happened that our volunteer Yvonne cornered you today at the larder, and she asked you, who do they speak to about unblocking the drains at the top of North Street? And we've put this in because I think this would be a really helpful question for other people to understand and hear as well, because it can be a bit of a challenge, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Yvonne, to suggest that she cornered me is an understatement. She basically rugby tackled me as soon as I walked. I'm joking. Really good question. Actually, we've had some success with this. So the short answer is, any issues with blocked drains, broken road surfaces, issues with bins or roadworks, all those sorts of things that happen in and around the town, residents can directly report that to Dorset Council. But I'd also encourage people to report those problems direct to me as well, because I'm able to highlight that and I can pursue it and make sure those sorts of things are fixed. With the drains at the top of North Street, we are aware this is a particular problem, in part because I coordinate the volunteer flood wardens, and we're currently on a flood warning, so I might be out tonight with Dan checking exactly this road. So we are aware it's a problem. We have raised it with the right department at Dorset Council, but actually we have seen some results in getting these things fixed. And I know at the last councillor surgery that you ran, Rachel, somebody, a couple of residents came and saw you, highlighted these drains. I think actually, to be fair, a little bit further down the road, but highlighted the same problem. You reported that back to myself. I, in turn, reported it back to Dorset, and they were actually all sort of hoovered out and cleaned out about a week later.
Not the residents, the drains.
The drains. Yeah, the residents are still fine. Dorset, the highways team were out over the last couple of weeks doing similar work on other drains. So I'm not saying that all drains are wonderful. They've probably missed a couple. So if you notice anything like that, let me know and I will flag that up to the right person, get it cleared. But yeah, when we do raise these issues, they are pretty quick to respond. And with those in particular, because of the flood risks, they were out within a week and they've sort of hoovered them out and cleaned them out. That one of the issues with North Street, and for anybody that lives in North Street will understand, that when we have heavy rain, we get a lot of runoff to the farmer's fields. So we could probably clear those drains on a weekly basis. And once we have a good downpour, they get filled with stones and mud again. But we're on it, and I do personally take that up with the right department to get them cleared as soon as possible.
It was really good, actually, when I did the surgery and they came to see me, whether it was because I was in the Red Lion pub for the surgery this time instead of in Town Hall, who knows if that made a difference. But they came in. I've been out with the flood to do flood stuff with you in the past, but only a couple of times, and I didn't really know a lot about what they were asking. But it was really lovely to see them coming to me coming to you taking it, and then there being a result, and us being able to go back to them and say, this is what's happened. And that was that's sort of probably one of the first times that people have come to me directly, because I know people, you know, see me as well, but you're the face of the council. And so I tend to not get those questions very often, but because of the position of being on surgery, then it was great to see that full circle come back. Brilliant. Well, let's hope we get more questions, because this is ace. This means that you are answering specific things that the people want to know, and that's what you're about, right?
100%.
So what's going on next week? What are you going to be doing? And what are we going to hear more about in our next episode?
I will be posting more of my surveys and speaking to more people, because that's why I really enjoy these questions, because it's the quickest and best way to get to the, you know, the nub of, you know, real local issues. So lots of door knocking, much more, you know, more leaflets going out, more surveys going out, because, like I said, my surveys that I'm posting through the doors at the moment are really important to me, because I have my six priorities, what I'm working towards, but people's personal views on their local issues and our local ward are really important to feed into that. So I don't want to miss something that is really, is actually a big issue for a big part of the town. So please complete the surveys, post them back, free post envelopes, or you can visit my website and my Facebook page. You can find them there too. And I'll tell you those at the end because they're really long, really poor plan on my part. And I also have a meeting with the Police and Crime Commissioner next week as well, where we're going to discuss what we can do starting in the next couple months around tackling antisocial behaviour, and a few other sort of highlighted issues, because the end of last year we had some good results with the local police and getting more police visibility in the town off the back of some issues we've had, and I want to keep that pressure on. So I'll be meeting with the Police and Crime Commissioner to hopefully keep him on Bedminster's radar, and hopefully get some money out of him so we can do some things around combating antisocial behaviours.
Did I hear in the news that there's a lot of money has been churned out to people, turned out to towns and cities for policing antisocial behaviour? Does that come down as far as little old us?
So Dorset Police have a couple grant schemes and access to funding for certain issues. So one pot of money they make available from that central government funding is for local town parish councils or local or you know, or Dorset Council to bid for funding to combat antisocial behaviour. So I've got a couple ideas of things I'd like to try and get some money for the town to help improve that. That would also extend to places like Cheddington and the fly tipping issues they have up there, which I saw firsthand today. I took some pictures and reported on the Dorset Council website to try and get it cleared. About 25 windows just dumped in a field. Like this, and it's obviously been there for a while because all the grass has grown over it. So I've reported that today. And they also provide some funding as well for local youth kind of schemes and initiatives. So I want to speak with the Police and Crime Commissioner, find out when that's available so I can report back to Brightbridge, because there's pots of money out there, but sometimes it's about finding out where it is. So I know that there's kind of two pots that the government have allocated. I want to try and make sure we get some money out of those pots.
Yeah, that would be good. Fabulous. Okay, well, we look forward to hearing more about that. Do you want to say where people can find you and how they can contact you?
Yep. So if anybody has any issues or problems they want to report to me direct, you can visit my very long website, which is Craig Monks for the number four, bedminsterareawar.co.uk. You can also find me on Facebook by essentially the same name, Craig for bedminsterareawar.co.uk. You can also email me at craig4bedminsterareaward@gmail.com. I also have a town council email address. Basically, just Google me and you'll find it.
Yeah.
I'm contacted by about 15 different ways. I need to shorten those names.
Perfect. Okay. So we're looking forward to hearing more about that next week. Have a good week.
Take it easy.
Bye. So don't forget to subscribe, like, and share to get up to date episodes. Do you want me to say that? I can cut this bit out.